Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Well, it's that time of the year again. We're heading towards spring, and for me, each year, that means the beginning of the baseball season. Our theme music is from the great R&B saxophone colossus, King Curtis, playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game from the soundtrack to Ken Burns' baseball documentary. When I was a kid, as soon as the snow disappeared in my neighborhood, we put away the basketballs and got out the bats and gloves and started to play ball. We're fortunate to have a lot of vacant lots near us, and we picked teams and played all through the spring and summer. There weren't too many organized leagues in our area, so we were left to our own devices. I had a prized Harmon Killebrew bat with tape on the handle that got me through a bunch of summers until it finally broke. We lost a couple of great stars this year. Hank Aaron was a fabulous hitter, as well as a gentleman who died on January 22nd. I saw him play only once at the old Connie Mack Stadium in Philly, where he hit a monstrous home run over the center field fence. Later in the program, we'll pay tribute to my very favorite Philadelphia Philly of all time, Richie, or Dick Allen, as he was known later in his career. But we'll open the program with a set dedicated to Hammer and Hank. Here's Bill Slayback with Move Over Babe on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate, and listen to this crowd.
In the decades to come, the memory of the scene might blur, but the memory of the sound will remain with everyone who was there. Not the sound of the cheers or the sound of Henry Aaron saying, "I'm thankful to God it's all over," but the sound of Henry Aaron's bat when it hit the baseball tonight. At home plate, surrounded by an ovation that came down around him as if it were a waterfall of appreciation, he was met by his teammates who attempted to lift him out of their shoulders. But he slipped off into the arms of his father, Herbert Sr., and his mother, Estella. "I never knew," Aaron would say later, "that my mother could hug so tight." New York Times.
Turned five. The wind off the lake made you feel so alive. All the Yankees were coming like a force out of heaven for the World Series in 57. There was Swanee and Red, Johnny Logan and Lou, AFCO, Wes Felix and Joe Adcock too. There was Henry and Eddie and my hero Dell right there on the TV. I remember it well. It's the Star-Spangled Banner at the top of your lungs. Take me out to the ball game like when we were young. I'll remember each play to the end of my days. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Though we took it in seven, it was all for the show. We were toying with Casey, a good chance of snow. For fans in Wisconsin, our tough women and men, it's warmed all our hearts each October since then. It's a Star-Spangled Banner at the top of your lungs. Take me out to the ball game like when we were young. I remember each play to the end of my days, the land of the free and the home of the braves. When a town loved the team, and a team loved the town, and you cheered for your heroes even when they were down. The crack of the bat and the jump of the ball, the roar of the crowd as it cleared the far wall. Gather my kids, I tell them about all the brave deeds we did. My dad and the TV trays out in the den. I feel like I'm five and in the series again. If the Star-Spangled Banner at the top of your lungs, take me out to the ball game like when we were young. I'll remember each play to the end of my days. Oh, say, can you see my old man and me in the land of the free and the home of the brave?
This is our annual baseball program on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I'm a huge baseball fan, and I was so happy to hear this year that the statistics from the Negro Leagues were going to be included in the general baseball statistics. I think it's way overdue. We heard Color Line from Garland Jeffries, where he pays tribute to Jackie Robinson, Willie Mays, Cool Papa Bell, and others. Color Line from Garland Jeffries. And before that, I can almost remember that 1957 World Series. I was 5 years old, And that was John McCutchen from Sermon on the Mound, World Series 57. And I remember taking a little transistor radio along to school and sticking an earpiece in my ear, hoping that my teacher didn't catch me. That's on Apple Songs Records. And before that, we heard the radio call of Henry Aaron's 715th home run, along with a recitation from Studs Terkel from the New York Times. That's from Baseball, a film by Ken Burns on Nonesuch Records. And we opened that set with Move Over, Babe, Here Comes Henry from Bill Slayback. He wrote that with Ernie Harwell, who was the legendary broadcaster of the Detroit Tigers. Move Over, Babe, Here Comes Henry. That's on Baseball's Greatest Hits on Rhino Records. We're going to lead off this next set with a song written for Max Patkin by Chuck Brodsky called Gone to Heaven. He was the clown prince of baseball. I only ever saw him once, but if you've seen the movie Bull Durham, you know who Max Patkin is. Here's Chuck Brodsky on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Uniform was baggy, and he had gigantic feet. His hat was always cockeyed, and he had but a few teeth. And his nose as big as Baltimore, and a heart as big as Devin. Max Patkin made the children laugh, and for that he's gone to heaven. Max Patkin was vaudeville, last of the old-time clowns, funniest-looking fella that ever went from town to town, with the kind of face that he himself said only a mother could love. With his loosey-goosey limbs and his floppy leather glove, Max Patkin worked three innings, and they let him coach first base. He called a meeting with the batter, and then kiss him on the face. And then he'd do his chicken walk, and then this geyser bit. Or he'd take a sip of soda, tilt his head back and spit. Would leave him howling, then he slumped upon the stool with his back against the locker, filling the whirlpool, dirtied up and sweaty, down to his stocking feet. He gave the clubhouse boy $5 to scrape the mud off of his cleats. The clown prince of baseball, he did 5,000 gigs. 50 years he shared the bill with circus dogs and talking pigs. By the ninth inning, he'd be back in his motel with an early morning wake-up call. The next night, he'd be someplace else. The tiles in every motel room, they all smell like chlorine. From the rookie leagues to AAA and all points in between. And all those hotshot prospects that ever were big league bound, they saw them on the way up, some on the way back down. And oh, to be a clown these days, you've got to have thick skin, flask in your back pocket, or a bottle of aspirin. Drunk sometimes will get you, or the team that didn't I win. It's tough to be a clown these days. You got to have thick skin. Max Patkin loved the children. The children, they loved him. Body would fall apart sometimes, but he'd patch it up for them, and never ever, not even one time, sold an autograph. Funny man, Max Patton. He made people laugh. But the times changed on Max Patton. Along came rock and roll. They blare it from the speakers now, if ever there's a lull. Some guy in a chicken suit, the circle and the bases, with a corporate logo on his back, and in one or two other places. So if there's a St. Peter and he's sitting at the gate, well, they probably saw Max play some time and wipe clean Max's slate. That corny old routine dated back to 1947. Max Patton made the children laugh, and for that he's gone to heaven. Max Patton made the children laugh, and for that he's gone to heaven. Max Patton made the children laugh, and for that he's gone to heaven.
The answer is yes. He had cups of coffee with the Braves, the Tigers, and the Mets. 14 big league homers, 5 seasons in the show. With little luck, he might have stuck. I guess we'll never know. He just kept playing 'cause he loved it. Living out his dream, playing baseball for a living ever since he was 18. Flew by just like the wind. He never lost that thirst. Becoming minor league home run king was a blessing and a curse.
Thank you. that old tree house in the neighbor's yard with the sign that says no girls allowed. I'd break on in and climb up high, get the prettiest view of the town. And I think one day culture put me in. I've been working hard. I can catch any pie fly and hit one out of the yard. And if there's one thing that I'm sure of, it's I could win them all.
On favorites, they can kill you with a murderer's row. They got a young phenom calling home to mom, saying, watch, I'm gonna put on a show. They can hit for power, they can steal a base. They got a crafty skipper with a poker face. They're gonna race away with a pennant race. A couple of breaks, we might take fourth place. A couple of breaks. All's well that ends well, round here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. been coming since before I remember. I seen the pictures to prove that it's so. The season's design will knock your heart out of line and lay it on you till you're laying low. I have seen more big names than you could name. I seen a whole lot of dreams when they pull up lame. Sad September, that's a crying shame. Won't you take me out to the new ball game? All's well that ends well. Around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. Know when it feels like summer in the springtime. Like morning in the afternoon. We are weak up the middle, dull at the corners, and the dog days that come too soon, too soon. My father was the first to teach me that my mother never understood, that it is not fair, the deal ain't square, all you can do is just to try to make good. You know the players will always change, mostly the uniforms stay the same. Put your picture in a pretty frame, pass the mustard, share the blame, pass the mustard. All's well that ends well. Round here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with the whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. Give me opening day. Give me opening day.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2110. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the soundtrack to Baseball, a film by Ken Burns, and we just heard Jacqueline Schwab with Take Me Out to the Ballgame. It's on Nonesuch Records. And before that, for all you Chicago Cubs fans out there, it's sort of a veiled reference to the Cubs. We heard Opening Day from Peter Cooper, the title track of his recording on Red Beat Records. And before that, we heard Softball from Carolyn Spence from her recording Spades and Rose. And that's on her own record label, Carolyn Spence. And before that, a song all about the minor league home run king, Mike Hessman, from Howie Newman and his recording When You're Happy. That's on Major League Records. And we let off that set with Chuck Brodsky with a song all about Max Patkin called Gone to Heaven. We're going to lead off this next set with another tune from Chuck Brodsky. He's written many, many, many baseball tunes. And this one's written about his favorite player of all time, probably mine as well, Richie Allen, or Dick Allen, as he was called later in his career. This is called Letters in the Dirt on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Me and you, we never booed Richie Allen. Never understood why people did. He had a homer every time he stepped up to the plate. That's what I remember as a kid. Richie in the field out there by first base, target of some mighty foul words. With his shoes, he'd scrawl between the pitches. Ooh, great big letters in the dirt. Philly fans, they've been known to get nasty. When Joe must go, they'll run him out of town. I've seen Santa get hit by a snowball and then get hit again when he was down. Me and you, we never booed Richie Allen. Even if he did sometimes strike out, I was too young to read the papers, all that booing was about. Well, that big collapse of 64, it was ugly. They blew a lead of 6 in 1.5 games with 12 to play. Some might say the fans were justifiably angry. World Series tickets printed up in vain. Printed up in vain. Philly fans, they've been known to get nasty. When Joe must go, they'll run him out of town. I've seen Santa get hit by a snowball and then get hit again when he was down. County Mac Stadium, you teaching me the rules of the game. Root, root, rooted for the home team. And those other people, they should have been ashamed. This was before the days of the $1 million contracts. Before the days of the artificial grass, he stood a bit outside the lines, which made him fair game for those times. 'Cause Richie Allen, he never kissed the white man's ass. Me and you, we never booed Richie Allen. Now we'd pound our mitts and we'd yell, we want a hit. How could they call a guy a bum after he just hit a home run? Didn't make any sense to a kid. Well, I since found out all of these years later, Now I know a lot more than I did. And if back then you knew, Daddy, why all those other people booed, thanks for letting me have my heroes as a kid.
Tell the story of Three Finger Brown. He was born in Indiana, where he lost part of his hand. But then he found a curveball that could strike out any man. After St. Louis, he was Chicago bound. The Cubs had a rookie named Three Finger Brown. St. Louis, he was Chicago bound. The Cubs had a rookie named Three Finger Brown. In 1908, the Giants, they had a fearsome night. They fought us to one final game, the season on the line. And they had Christy Mathewson to keep the Cubbies down. We gave the baseball to Three Finger Brown. But the gangsters, they had told him that his life was at stake. And if they won the ball game, it would be his last mistake. With their threats in his pocket, he walked onto the mound. And no man stood taller than Three Finger Brown. With their threats in his pocket, he walked onto the mound. And no man stood taller than Three Finger Brown. His curveball dipped and darted right through the strike zone drops. The Giants never had a chance. The Cubs wound up on top. He brought home the pennant, and then he brought home the crown. The pride of Chicago was Three Finger Brown. So if you're in a tough spot and the odds are looking grim, and your team needs a hero, if they're gonna win, reach back for something extra and look into the crowd. 'Cause someone's watching named Three Finger Brown. He brought home the pennant, and then he brought home the crown. The pride of Chicago was Three Finger Brown. The pride of Chicago was Three Finger Brown. Three Finger Brown. Three.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago? when baseball season rolls around. When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. Told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me, that's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem, and then a little na-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. Make six bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and six groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base, all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody two bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. And when my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The dying man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now, so that's just what I'm gonna do. Said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Well, Scotty, it was the dying Cub fans' last request. So here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave.
Baseball songs may come and go, but one of the best is a dying Cub fan's last request. from Steve Goodman. We've got to play that each year. And before that, we heard Harry Carey and Take Me Out to the Ball Game from the Chicago Cubs' Greatest Hits. That's on Marquee Alphabet City Records. And before that, the Ballad of Three Finger Brown, the title track of Les Lambiaces' recording. And before that, we heard from Craig Bickhart, recorded live at the Sellersville Theater just down the road from my house, recorded in 2011. And we heard The Real Game, and I love that because they mentioned Chooch, who was the Phillies' catcher at that time. That's on Stone Barn Records, and we let off that set with Letters in the Dirt from Chuck Brodsky, all about Dick Allen, Richie Allen as I knew him. He died December 7th, 2020, at the age of 78. Chuck Brodsky, about Dick Allen. Hope you've enjoyed our baseball program for this year. I hope my Phillies do better than they did last year. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2110.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing.